Okay, so let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, which you should have in front of you. Shulchan Aruch quotes our sugya. No major surprises. There are some subtle surprises. But overall, Shulchan Aruch is what we expect. The very first sif in Hilchos Taruah, Simen Tzadi Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, Isur Shenasarav Beheter, the treif of food gets mixed into kosher food. Basar B'chalav is specifically about Basar and Cholav. Ta'arovos, so the next topic is more generally about Isur getting mixed into Heter, whether it's Basar B'chalav getting mixed into broccoli, or whether it's any other treif of food getting mixed into kosher food. Min B'shein Amino, two different flavors, like Chelev Shenasarav B'basar, that's Chelev, not Cholav. If you have treif of fat from the hindquarters of the animal that got blended into meat, whether it was cooked with it or just mixed together with it, sort of melted in. So, what's the din? Isser gets mixed into heter. Tam ke iker. Yit amenu akum. Let a non-Jew taste it. In Omer she ain bo tam chelev. If he says that there's no flavor of chelev, or let's skip some of the details Shulchan Aruch gives, mutter. Then Shulchan Aruch says, Let's skip for now straight to the last line of Shulchan Aruch. Imu min b'mina. He says, ein sham akum. If there is no non-Jew, there's no one to ask. I can't have a Jew taste it. No one to ask. So then, misharin b'shishim. Then you got to use shishim. Just figure out how much, what was the volume of the treif of fat? What's the volume of the kosher meat? If there's a 1 to 60 ratio, then you're good. But if there's more than one part of chelev for every 60 parts of meat, so then you gotta toss it in the garbage or give it to a non-Jew. You can't, Jews can't eat it. Or if they're all the same flavor, kaven shidlekala make a matayma. You had non-kosher beef and kosher beef. You had non-kosher chicken and kosher chicken. I had a lot of Empire chicken, that's kosher. Then I had a little bit of Purdue chicken, and that's obviously non-kosher, it's nevela. But they all got blended together, and I don't know what's what, and they're cooked together, they shared flavor. So, b'lekala make my taima, it wouldn't help to have a non-Jew taste. What's he going to say? It tastes like chicken. Of course it tastes like chicken, but the question is, does it taste like the treif of chicken? We have no way of knowing that. So, misharim b'shishim, you use shishim. So far, no major surprises. You use kefela. If you can't use kefela, either because there is no non-Jew around, or because min b'mino, that's all the same flavor, there's nothing to taste test, so then you use shishim. But what does the Ramah say? V'ein noagim achshav lismoch ha'ovid kochavim. Ramah says, we don't have the minig to rely on the non-Jew. U'mesha'arinan hakol b'shishim. We always use shishim. Really? It's not our minig to follow the Gemara? What does that mean? It's not our minig. It's not my minig to put on tefillin. What does it mean? It's not my minig to not cook basar and chalav together. What do you mean, not your minig? And vice versa. If this is the din that you're supposed to, it means not my minig to do it. What does that mean? What does it mean? It's not my minig. It's not my minig. It's not my minig to eat chametz in the week leading up to Pesach. What does it mean? It's not my minig. The Gemara is quite explicit. The Gemara said that, as Moshe Nassau pointed out, the Gemara has a hierarchy, which is Shulchan Aruch reflects. Ideally, you want to taste test. If you cannot taste test, either for halachic reasons or for practical reasons, either have no non-Jew around and it's a trait for potentially trait for flavor, so Jew cannot taste test, or it's all the same flavor, so it's not possible to do a taste test. Okay, so then you have to fall back, last resort, shishim. But what do you mean we just decided our minig is we always use shishim? What does it mean? Our minig is not to follow the Gemara. It's a bizarre, at first glance, it's a bizarre, striking Ramah. What's his source? They tell you it's up from the Agur. The Agur, who is the Agur? The Agur is one of the late Chachmei Ashkenaz, or the late, late Rishoni Ashkenaz, a generation or two or three before the Ramah, 1400s. Sefer HaAgur, it's a fascinating Sefer. It's one of the, like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. of the Ashkenazim, of the late Ashkenazi Rishonim. He's most famous for the fact that he certainly was not the only Kitzur Halacha. He's famous for something unrelated to this. He's famous for having a riddle section. I kid you not. He has like a Sefer Agur has like Halachos, like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and then he has Chidos. He has riddles. His most famous riddle is the one that's quoted in Arachayim on the page in Shulchan Aruch about the two boys. How could it be that the one who's born later has an earlier bar mitzvah? That's his most famous halachic riddle. And everyone knows, of course, that's when, one boy was born the 20th of Adar Rishon, and the second boy is born the 10th of Adar Sheni. So the second was born 20 days after the first one, because he was born Adar Sheni. But if 13 years later, there's only one Adar, so the second one has his bar mitzvah on the 10th of Adar, and the first one has his bar mitzvah on the 20th of Adar. And that's a famous Agur that makes it into Simen Nunhei, I believe it is, in Arachayim, where they talk about who's Roy for a minyan. That's where they talk, that's the official address in Shulchan Aruch for talking about bar mitzvah. That's what they talk about, and you're born in a Shana Muberes, and your bar mitzvah is in Shana Pshuta, when's your bar mitzvah, all that. Okay, so that's the famous Agur. Here's another famous Agur. This is not from his riddle section. This is from the Halacha section. And he says, our minig is we don't rely on Kefela. What do you mean we don't rely on Kefela? It's against the Gemara. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the bottom of the page, he was very bothered by this. He writes, Lo yodati tam nachem bazeh. He says, I don't know of a great explanation for this. Rabbi Kiva Eger is down the page. If you follow that link I had sent to find this page of Shulchan Aruch in Hebrew books, or you're looking at the actual paper bound Sefer Shulchan Aruch or the paper printout of that page. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't have a great explanation. But then he says, well, I have a suggestion. And so for that suggestion, let's back up a little bit. And let's turn back to the Gemara. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, if we understand the sugya a little bit more, then we can figure out where this Rama is coming from. And let's see what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Plus, we'll add hopefully a little more as well. Turn back to Tzadi Zayin. Our Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph had told us the idea of kefela and the idea of sometimes you don't have a kefela, but the root of it is as we saw in Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. So when Rashi introduced kefela on our Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis, Rashi had just said, he translated, just gave a three-word translation. Kefela is Nachtom Oved Kochavim, a non-Jewish baker. Okay. If you look back, though, at Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, please turn back to Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Yochanan and said, you have this the treifa meat and the kosher meat, the chalev and the meat, it's all blended together. Kilchis be'ilfis. Or shrimp and beef stir fried together. So what's the din? They came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Lita mekfela arma. Let the non-Jewish kefela taste it." Zakt Rashi. Take a look in Rashi. Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph Maseches Chulin. Lita mekfela. Zakt Rashi. Nachtom Oved Kochavim. A non-Jewish baker. That's what Rashi told us in Kol HaBasar also. But then here he adds a little more. The Ashmu Inan. You know what Rabbi Yochanan is telling me. The mutter lismoch alav. You're allowed to rely on the kfela arma. Now, why is that a chiddush? The Gemara in Gittin, Dav Gimel, tells us the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Gittin tells us this is an idea of Eid Echa Nem B'Isurin. Beis Amid Beis to Gimel Amid Alpha Maseches Gittin. It appears many places in Shas, but in a certain sense that's the one of the primary addresses, Beis Amud Beis Segim Amud Aleph Maseches Gittin, the Gemara says the idea of Eid Echad Nemen Bi'isurim. Even though the Torah tells us that you usually need two Eidim, the Torah tells us that in more than one place in Chumash, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishnei Eidim Yakum Davar, you need two Eidim to establish something. So that's true if you want Beis Din is going to give a punishment, or if Beis Din is going to make a monetary judgment, that you have your mechuyev to pay him, that you borrowed money, or you broke his window, something like that, dini mamonis, or as we said, onshim, punishment, or davar shebe erva. In the world of marriage and divorce and so on and so forth, the family law, the halachas of arayos, those three areas require shnei edim. The Gemara tells me, but let's say it's isser veheter. It's Shabbos, it's kashrus, it's brachas, it's some other area of halacha. Not money, not arayos, not a beis din punishment. I want to know, is this kosher as a treif? Do you have to have two edim? No. Gemara in Gittin says, absolutely not. Eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. One eid is believed in the world of Isvahatra, and that's really important because that's how the OU works. Any hashgacha on your food. How do you eat food? Chef two eidim walk out and be made to you that the food is kosher. How do you just go to the store and there's a mark on it? The answer is eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. You don't have to have two eidim to tell you that something's kosher. Oh, okay. Eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. One person tells you this is kosher. Pashtus, a man or a woman, tells you this is kosher. That's acceptable edus in the world of isurin, in the world of isur veheter. Says Rashi, how about a non-Jew? Is a non-Jew ne'eman to tell me this is kosher? I'm having a non-Jew taste this stir fry. He's going to take a piece of beef and say, oh, it tastes like shrimp, or oh, it doesn't taste like shrimp. Go ahead and eat it. Don't worry, this beef does not taste like shrimp. Sadi Zayinam Alf Maseches Chulin. How does that work? How does that work? Can I believe a non-Jew also? Is a non-Jew also included in Eid Echad Ne'eman Bi'isurim? Says Rashi, Mutar L'smocha Alav Lefi Tumo. You're allowed to rely on him if he's speaking innocently. V'lo Yodi'uhu, Rashi and Sadi Zayinam Alf and Chulin. They didn't tell him shetzrichim lo ledvar iser vehetem. You didn't tell him that what he's saying is halachically relevant. You didn't tell him, oh, the food is kosher if you say you don't taste the shrimp, but we're going to have to throw it out if you say you do taste the shrimp. We just have casual conversation. That's called mesiach lifitumo. Let's put some terminology up on the board here. Let's get things up on the board. Here you go. Let me share the screen with you. So number one, we had the idea of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurin. I said that was from Gittin Beis on Pace, right? And now we say, how about in terms of that was as opposed to the areas where you need shnei edim, for onshim. For davar shebe mamon, and for davar shebe erva. Whereas by isurim we say eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. Right? Okay, so that's sort of the basics. That's the basic framework. And now in terms of a nachri, so Rashi tells us the reason why the nachri is believed. How do you believe the kefela arma? How do you believe the non-Jewish baker to tell you it does not taste like shrimp? And you're going to take a bite of it based on his say-so. Is that because of Eid Echad Ne'eman Bi'isurim? Does Eid Echad Ne'eman Bi'isurim apply to a Nachri? So Rashi says, well, yes, if he's Mesiach, Lefi, Tumo. If he's speaking innocently, if he's speaking casually, talk about business casual, right? If it's casual conversation, that's what Rashi says. So you don't tell him this is this is relevant to Jewish law. You don't tell him that it's going to have ramifications in terms of does the meat go in the garbage. No, you stop shuiz. Hey, coming over, you want to try a new recipe? You know, try it out. What does it taste like? What do you think? Casual conversation with no strings attached. Yeah, someone has a question in the chat. Yeah, we'll get back to that point soon. Back to the sugya. So that's what Rashi says. Rabbi said, take a look at Tosfos, a short Tosfos, the shortest Tosfos on the Amud. One of the shortest Tosfos we learned all year long. less than a line, including the big word for the Dira Maschel. See that? Samchina Nakvela? Sarizayim Nafen Chulin. Samchina Nakvela. Zoktosis. We rely on the Kvela. Afagav. Afagav. This is, he's referencing the line that Rava had right, at the bottom of Tzayizayim Nav. Hashem Reb Yechon Samchina Kvela. We rely on the Kvela. Afagav Da'akumu. Even though he's a non-Jew. And I would have thought there's no Eid Echanem Bisurim by non-Jews. Kevin to Kfeiluhu Lamashaker. Oh, it's, but we're not worried. We believe him because he's a Kfeila. What would the word Kfeila mean? Who can tell me? What does the word Kfeila mean? Oh, a baker, a cook. Good. Why would that make him more believable? Feel free to take a look at the next line, Tysus. What? Ah, reputation. He's worried about his reviews. How many stars is he going to have? He wants a 5-star. He doesn't want to be a 3-star kfela. He's a 3-star kfela. That's a kiss of death to his business. He wants to be a 5-star kfela. Before there were online reviews, there were still reviews and reputation. It was just word of mouth. But a service business, you live and die by your reputation. Kevin de kfelu lama shaker. If he's a chef, he's not going to lie. Shelo yafsid umnuso. He doesn't want to lose his craft. He doesn't want to lose his profession. He doesn't want to, as you said, he doesn't want to lose his professional reputation. He relies on it. So Rashi said the idea with the kfela is based on Mesiach Lefitumo. But Tosfos says, it's the term that's usually used is uman, lo, mora, umanuse. The uman, the professional, the craftsman, doesn't want to ruin his umnos. He doesn't want to ruin his professional reputation. So that's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. Again, it's clear that kefela is ne'eman. What's not clear is why he's Neman. And let's go weiter. Rashi and Tosfos, now the Gemara said we rely on the Kfela. What do Rashi and Tosfos both agree to? Who can tell me a further point that Rashi and Tosfos both agree to before we get to the points of disagreement? What do they both agree to? Not only that he's Neman, but, yeah? What'd you say? Let's hold off on that for a moment. More fundamental. You're asking, should they know that it matters? Hold off for a moment on that point. What do they both agree, even more fundamentally? They both agree that we believe the kfela, but fundamentally, they differ on the details in terms of why is this fellow believed. But they both agree that he needs some added feature to be believed. He's not just believed on his own say-so. Rashi said the added feature that allows him to be believed is Mesiach Lefitumo, because it's a casual conversation he doesn't realize that has a halachic relevance. And I should note, that idea of Mesiach Lefitumo appears in many places in Shas. It's in Ksubas, it's in Yevamas, it's in Gittin, it's in Bechoris. That appears in a number of contexts throughout Shas. That a Nachri would not normally be believed, but Mesiach Lefitumo he would be. And Tosfos said there's a different feature that we're accessing here, and it's Uman Lo Mara Umnose. It's because of his professional reputation. What Rashi and Tosfos both agree to is that a Stam Nachri is not Neman. There has to be some added feature, whether it's a professional reputation or that in this particular situation he doesn't realize that it matters his Mesiach Lefitumo. But both Rashi and Tosfos agree that if he wasn't an Uman and he was aware that it mattered, then the kefela, then he's not Neman. They both agree you have to have something to ramp up his Nemanus. Stam Nachri is not Neman to tell me what the flavor is. Oh, okay. So far, so good. So both Rashi and Tosfos say the kfela is Neman because of some added feature, either X or Y, either Mesiach Lefitumo or Or his umnus. But here's what I guess interesting. To me, Mesiach Lefitumo, what do you need? According to Rashi, Mesiach Lefitumo. So what does he have to not know? As Shua just pointed out. He has to not know that it matters. Once the cat is out of the bag, once he knows that, oh, if it tastes like chazer, if it tastes like shrimp, it's going to go in the garbage, he's no longer Mesiach Lefitumo. It's no longer an innocent, casual conversation. So for it to work Lefi Rashi, he has to not know that it matters. How about according to Tosus? The reason why it's working is because Umla Marum Nase. Because he knows his professional reputation is at stake. He's gonna be careful to taste carefully and be on report honestly, because he realizes that we care. And that if he's doesn't give a good, accurate representation of how it tastes, we're gonna remember this, and it's gonna ruin his reputation. Yes, what do you say, Nathanael? Ooh, very good, very good. So number one, Nathanael points out, according to Rashi, what do you even need a kfela for? Could be anybody, right? Could be anybody. We'll come back to that in a moment. Very good. And according to Rashi, he has to not know that it matters. According to Tosfos, maybe he has, Adirabba, he has to know that it does matter. Casual conversation, oh, what does it taste like? Hey, how do you like what I made? And he often, you know, the fact that he doesn't report on the shrimp taste, in casual conversation, that might not ruin his reputation so much. I'm schmoozing. But if I said, hey, you're a professional, I need your professional opinion, what do you say about this? It matters. Clinical conversation, that's when his reputation is on the line. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're ready for a charifus Rabbi Kiva Eger, chevra. Ready for a geshmak, take a look back at Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, now that we have Rashi and Tosas, maybe we understand what's going on here. Ulaye Shlomo, you know why the Ramah rejected Kefela? How can we reject Kefela? Again, the Gemara says we're relying on Kefela. The Gemara says Kefela is our go-to. Shishim is only the backup resort, last resort. You can't use Kefela. So how the Algar and the Ramah wave their magic wand, now we don't use Kefela at all. What does that mean? What changed? We're Talmudists. We follow the Gemara. We believe in Torah Shel Peh. So what do you mean we don't use Kefela? Says Rekiv Eger, I'll explain to you what changed. He says, I'll explain to you. It's really simple. For Rabbi Kiva Eger, for a mind like Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's simple. He says, perhaps, anan chayishin on the chumas kol hashitos. We want to be choshesh for all the opinions. We want to be machmir for all the opinions. Dahainu, the chayishin on dilma kefela hainu mem samach lametaf mesiach lefitumo. Maybe the reason why the kafela, the non-Jew, is nema is because mesiach lefitumo, like Rashi. The reason why I believe in it is because it's a casual, innocent, low-stakes conversation. And on the other hand, kafela, mitzad bekias. I'm sorry. Maybe it's Mesiach Lefitumo. And as Nassal pointed out, according to Rashi, so why do you need kefela at all? Why are they going to give the example of a kefela? So some say just an example. And some say you want he has better bikias. He's more likely to pick up on subtler tastes. Okay. But it's not that, but his, according to Rashi, his believability, his reliability, the fact that he is nemanus, not based on his professional status. Right? Imkain, says Kigaver, below Mem Samach Lamites, below Messiah Lefitumo, like a hetera. According to Rashi, if he knows that we care, then he's no longer Ne'eman. But on the other hand, he says, so on the one hand, Kigaver says, If he knows that we care, we're not going to believe him because of Rashi. Right? Rashi said he's only now Masech Lefituma. On the other hand, says Kiviger, so difficult to read, says on the other hand, how about Tosfos? So let's say, okay, so don't tell him that why we care. Have a casual conversation like Rashi describes. No, that's not going to work. Why not? In other words, why does Tosfos not hold of Rashi? Why did Tosfos have to say, why did Tosfos have to come up with a new reason? As I mentioned before, the idea of Masech Lefitumo appears in Ksubas and in Gittin, Kiddushin, Bechoros, different places. Yes. But Tosfos didn't like it. You know why? Masech Lefitumo Gamkein Ematirin. To just have an innocent conversation with him, we're not going to rely on that. Dichai Shinan Dehetu Lamashu Masech Lefitumo. On the other hand, maybe Masech Lefitumo is not the operative principle. Maybe like Tosfos is something else. What's wrong with Masech Lefitumo? Other Gemaras have it. Yes. But Dalet Aleph Nun, De Eino Naman Ela Be'edus Isha. Maybe the Gemara taught Masech Lefitumo in certain situations. Edus Isha means to testify that a married woman's husband passed away. Christopher and Chaim went on a business trip together, and Christopher comes back and tells Chaim's wife, I have terrible news for you. I have tragic news to share with you. We were attacked by bandits while we were traveling, and with my own two eyes, I saw your husband shot to death. I buried your husband with my own two hands. There was no one else around. Or some such thing. We were shipwrecked. I saw. There are a lot of details to the dinam of Eidus Isha, but if a Nachri comes back, Masech Lefitumo, telling us the news, not with halachic implication, oh, now you're allowed to remarry. Stop it. I have terrible news to share with you. And Masech Lefitumo, we believe him. Rabbi Kiviger says, Tosfos didn't like it. He said, there are special rules by Eidus Isha, so there we believe Masech Lefitumo, but maybe not here. That's why Tosfos said that the reason we believe the Kefela is not Masech Lefitumo. Tosfos said it's because Lamaru Umnase. Haheter de Kefela Mishum Mitam Lomaru Umnuso. But then he says, Uva Inan Dafka Shloye Masech Lefitumo. Oh, so he says, who are you going to ask? The same person, you can't have both Rashi and Tosfos. You think about the Venn diagram, right? Is there any overlap? There's no overlap between Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rabbi Kiviger says, he says, according to Rashi, it only works if it's casual. But according to Tosfos, it only works if it's not casual. He has to know that we care, and his professional reputation is on the line. So Rabbi Kiviger says there's no way to have both. You can't have both Rashi and Tosfos. You got to make up your mind. Either you tell the guy, hey, we have a professional question for you. This really matters. We need to know if it tastes like shrimp or not. Then you have, he's naming according to Tosfos, but not naming according to Rashi because it's no longer a casual conversation. It's not Masech Lefitumo. Or we choose to have a casual conversation with the guy. We don't tell him that it matters. We're just schmoozing, how does this taste to you? So then you have Rashi, but Kiviger said, not Tosfos. You can't have both. So Kiviger says, oh, that's why we don't accept Kefela. What do you mean we don't accept Kefela? The Gemara accepted Kefela. Yeah, that's because, you know what changed? What changed is they knew the answer to Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. We don't. Rashi and Tosfos are arguing, what were the Amoraim thinking? Either they were thinking Rashi, or they were thinking Tosfos. We don't know which one the Amoraim were thinking. So, and if we want to be, you could just make a decision. Shulchan Aruch did make a decision. You look back in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chaber, he said, Tzarech shelo yeda shesomchna lav. Shulchan Aruch said, the Nachri should not rely on him. Which Rishon is the Shulchan Aruch accepting? Rashi or Tosfos? Which one? Right, that's right. He's saying, like, sure, made a decision. We pass on like Rashi, Masech Lefitumo, the Nachri should not know. Oh, but the Rabbi says, okay, but the Rama wants you machle kishtei hashitos, which is certainly not unheard of in the thinking of the Rama. So he says, oh, so once you're not sure what the engine is that's driving And they're Rabbi Akiva Eiger said they're mutually exclusive. You can't have both. Either he knows that we care and you only have Tosfos but not Rashi, or he doesn't know that we care, the way the Shulchan Aruch described, then you have Rashi but not Tosfos. You cannot have both. So now we looked at the sugya, we worked through some of the Rishonim, and now we appreciate where the now we are Miyashev, the difficult Rama. That should be Kiveger's issue. Now, the Mati Yehona son, which is printed in the margin of some editions of Shulchan Aruch, he says, well, you know, let's have two Nachrim. Bring in two. And one of them will be our Rashi Nachri, and the other will be our Tosas Nachri. Right? We're bringing Christopher and Luke. We're bringing Christopher and Muhammad. So Christopher will be the Rashi Nachri, and Muhammad will be the Tosas Nachri. In other words, yes, but he eats Chalev. Right? So Christopher will be our Rashi Nachri, mean we won't tell him any. We won't fill him in that we care. We'll have a casual conversation with Christopher. There's good alliteration there. Casual with Christopher. Right? So Christopher will be Mesiach Lefitumo. And then Muhammad will tell him, oh, Muhammad, you're an expert baker. You're an expert chef. We have a professional question for you. It matters. We need to know for halachic reasons, for Jewish reason of Jewish law, we need to know what this tastes like. So that's a Mati Yohanneson's Kasher Kiveger. He says, you could Afshur L'Kayim Shneim, you just need two different Nachrim. Christopher will be Mesiach Lefi Tumo, and Muhammad will explain to him that it matters that he'll be Uman Omar Umnas. So he says, Mati Yohanneson thinks he destroyed Riki Veger's answer. Now the Pashto says it doesn't destroy Riki Veger's answer for the simple reason that's complicated to organize. You have to have two different Nachrim, and they one can't know what the other one knows. This is already getting complicated. So would it in theory work? Yes. But we understand that the Rama would say the minig is not to. Because there's no simple way. Since we are post-Rashi and Tosfos, we're no longer sure how to do Kfela right. There are two ways to do it, and they're mutually exclusive. So to start saying, well, to do one of each, that's a little complicated. And it's easy to mess that up. So the minhag developed, we just avoid doing kfelim. So that, again, now, with appreciation of the sugya, we understand well where the chum of the Ramah came with. It's not Chalila, he's rejecting the Gemara. Not Chalila, he doesn't hold of the Gemara. Not Chalila, the Ramah thinks he's more machmir than the Gemara, frimmer than the Amoraim. Of course not. It's just that he's missing a piece of information that the Amoraim had. The Amoraim either knew like Rashi, or they knew like Tosfos. So they knew how they were using Kefela. The Rama says, but we don't know how we're using Kefela, so that's why we're just going to avoid it, because we're not sure whether we need the flathead screwdriver or the Phillips head screwdriver. Only one of the two tools works. Either he has to not know, or he has to know. We're not sure which one. So we said, the minig developed, we just don't get involved. Yes, the Matyonason's idea, we could have had two Nachrim, that's very complicated. It's easy to mess up, and it's hard to organize. You have to bring two different Nachrim to taste it. The minig developed, we just skip. We just skip Kefela entirely. And this is add one last Nakuda. In terms of the fact that the Sfardim never picked up this Chumrah of the Ashkenazim, the Sfardim do use Kefela. So why is that? So it could be two suggestions. One suggestion is, they're not trying to machmir like both Shitas. Shulchan Aruch said we pass like Rashi against Tosfos. We make a decision. We're machria. Okay, Machlokes Rishonim. We make a decision. Shine. Not paralyzed by suffix. That's one possibility. Certainly a very logical possibility. There is another possibility as well. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos. I told you before. You know what they both agreed to. Is the Gemara says we believe Kfela, but they both agree that there has to be some added factor. And you need, there's some given added factor that you need Stam Nachri is not good enough. So once you make that assumption, the Rashi tells both of you, you need some added piece. Then they argue over which one. Right? Then the door is open for Akiva Eger's explanation that, well, if I need one or the other, I'm not sure which, so then I'm going to end up practically not being able to use Kfela. Rashi and Tosa are both Ashkenazim. If you look at the Chachmei Sfarad, there's a somewhat different picture. We'll take a very brief peek at two Chachmei Sfarad. I know we're over time. The Rashba and the Rabba. The Rashba, if you look in the Chidushei Rashba here in Chulin, it sounds like he holds like Tosos. That's all about Umar Lor Marum Nasin. But if you look at the Rashba Sefer Halacha, the Taras Habayis, it becomes clear that he holds like Rashi or Tosos. Either one is good. Like Rabbi Akiva Eger are giving us an explanation why Tosfos rejects Rashi, why Masich Tumah doesn't work. But look in the Rashba in the Taras Habayis, he says either one works. In other words, yes, like Rashi and Tosfos, you need some added feature. Just any Stam Nachri is not Neman. But there's more than one option of what you could use. You could use the flathead screwdriver or the Phillips. Derech Mashal, or coming back to the Nimshal, the Nachri needs some added tool to be believed, but either one works. Mesiach Fituma works, and Umar Marum Nasi works. Take your pick, says the Rashba. Ah. So Rashi said only X. Tosa said only Y. The Rashba said either X or Y. So as soon as you said the Rashba, Rabbi Akiva Eger's problem falls apart. You get to choose whichever you don't. There's no being machmer for both shitos, either one works. And let's take a look at one other Sfaradi Rishon, the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't require either tool. He totally rejects the assumption of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba that Stam Nachri isn't good enough, you need something more. Now let's go back to that board for just a moment. Right? Rashi said it has to be Mesiach Fituma. Tosfos said it has to be Umalam Narum Nase. The Rashba already said either, and the Rambam he says neither. You don't need either one. He, the way the Or Samech and others explain, he says there's a third idea that's at work. The idea of Milsa de Avida, the Milsa de Avida le Galuye, a third halachic feature that we can use to create nemanos where there normally is not, is something that's a point of fact that's going to soon become clear. It's Avid le Galuye, it's Asui le Hiskalos. You tell me something, but you know that I can soon check for myself. So that's a third reason to enhance someone's reliability. He has a strong incentive not to lie because he will very soon be found as a chakran. As Or Samech points out, this case is a super milsavid galuye. It's not like, oh, I'll find out in a month from now, in a week from now. I'm going to find out in seconds from now because you taste it. And I'm going to, as soon as you tell me it's kosher, I tell you. You know, I don't know whether I'm allowed to eat or not. Can you taste it and tell me if it tastes like shrimp? So if he says no, he knows I'm going to say, great, now I'll have it. It's going to be an instant. This is a super Milstavid Legaluye. This Milstavid Legaluye, we could add Miyad, instant Avid Legaluye. So we have, so now Rambam says you don't need either factor. Any Nachri is believed. Because the milstaf we did legaluy, as Or Samech explains. Oh, so now we can take Rekiva Eger one step further. The Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos both agree that you need an added feature for the Nachri to be Neman. Not every Nachri is Neman. And there's only one added feature that you can use. They argue over which one. So that's where you get into Rekiva Eger's Mimanavshach. Right? If you want to be Machlek like Rashi, you're not going to have Tosfos. If you want to be Machlek like Tosfos, you're not going to have Rashi. Comes Rambam and says, Minig is we avoid Kefela. But the Sfardim never get into that morass. The Sfardim never end up with that Miman of Shach. Either, as I said, Paskin like Rashi, period, or because The Rashba says either feature is good enough, and the Rambam says I don't need any features. So then already, according to the Rashba, you could just pick, either tell him and it'll be umel amar manaseh, or don't tell him, you have mesiach l'fitumo. And the Rambam says, I don't really care whether you tell him or not. And he doesn't have to be an uman. This third ne'amanus enhancer is sufficient. So now let's recap what we have, Rabbi Osan. So we saw Gemara, the Gemara here on Kuf Yud Aleph and the Gemara in Sadi Zayin, Kefela, the idea of Kefela, but sometimes Kefela is not Neman. Our Gemara already told us, sometimes you're not going to use Kefela. The Gemara in Sadi Zayin explained more. Sometimes you cannot use Kefela because he's not available. Sometimes you cannot use Kefela because there's nothing to taste test. Right? Halacha L'maisa, we said, we never, Ramah says Ashkenazim never use Kefela. Why is that? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger explained it's sort of an enhancement of the last line of Kuf Yud Aleph, because you need a qualified kfela, and sometimes you don't have a qualified kfela. And because we're mesupik about Rashi versus Tosis, we never have a qualified kfela, because if he knows that we care, he's no longer mesiach l'fitumo, he's not qualified according to Rashi. If he doesn't know that we care, even if he's a professional, if he does know that we care, then we don't have the reputational piece of umel amar manaseh, and he's not a kfela according to Tosis. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's explanation for the chumrah of the Ramah, that we no longer use kefela. And as we explained, it could be that Sfardim dispute this because both the Rashba and the Rambam are not bothered by this mimanavshach. The Rashba, because he holds either of these tools, either of these nemanos enhancers, number one, mesiach lifitumo, or number two, umo lamarum naseh, the Rashba holds either one is good enough. Pick your preference. Well, the Rambam says, I don't need either one. How is a Nachri Neman? Because of a third reason to enhance his Nemanos, Milstav Vudlagalui. So both according to the Rashba and the Rambam, I don't need to pick whether he's giving me a Sechlevi Tumo Umilamar Umnase. And therefore, I can always, it's not hard to have a qualified kefela, so Sfardim do rely on kefela, while Ashkenazim do not. And that puts together the pieces of kefela and bittel b'shishim, and that explains why if you're an Ashkenazi, you've never in your life heard of, let's invite the Nachri neighbor, let's invite Christopher or Muhammad to taste the challenge and see if he tastes a flavor of milk. Who ever heard of that? You just call the rabbi and you talk about shishim. Yes, because of, Rikiv Eiger explains, the Ramah doesn't accept the Gemara, not Chalila, he doesn't accept the Gemara, but Ramah says the Gemara is no longer practical, because we're not sure whether the Gemara meant like Rashi or like Tosis, and we cannot do both. We're not willing to choose, we're not willing to be Mekel against Rashi or Mekel against Tosis. That's how Ashkenazim say, we're always in a position of last resort. We always don't have a Kefela, therefore we always use Shishim.